Whenever I was arguing in favour of tougher anti-terrorist powers, or tougher powers, for example, to de-encrypt commercially encrypted emails, I was told that this was a breach of civil liberties, almost that it was the end of civilization as we knew it, and that it was completely unnecessary and the beginning of Big Brother society. And what I was doing, and those of us supporting me were doing, were to say, hang on a second,
yes,
we live in a different...
It wasn't this programme that was saying that, to clarify, it was people on this programme put that point of view.
But there is an issue of the culture of journalism, and you of course, are very often a mouthpiece for the prevailing non-governmental organisations. I understand why, but I'm just saying the prevailing mood was all one way, that this was Big Brother government. It wasn't Big Brother government, it was government trying to put in place increased power so that we could preserve and sustain our democracy against this new kind of threat. But I'll just give you one example, Sue. We needed to take powers so that we could de-encrypt commercially encrypted emails and other communications. Why? Because we knew that terrorists were going to use this. What happened? Large parts of the industry, backed by some people who I think were very, will now recognize they were very naive in retrospect, said you mustn't do that. And the pressure was so great that we, and in the United States, I used to talk to Janet Reno, the then Attorney General, about this, we had to back down a bit. Now I know people are saying, why are these terrorists here? Well, the answer is, not because of any lapse by the intelligence or security services or the police, but because people have had a two-dimensional view of civil liberties. The most fundamental civil liberty is the right to life, and that preserving that and sustaining that must come before others.